Hello and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. Thanks for joining me. Pierre van der Vesthazen joined the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival as executive director last January, having formerly been in charge of the Cleveland Piano Competition. Originally from South Africa and a professional pianist himself, van der Vesthazen is in a unique position to evaluate and promote pianists at all points of their careers. Recently, we talked about all the upcoming Gilmore concerts in 2018 and 19, but first, I wanted to know how he felt after experiencing his first Gilmore Festival as executive director.
What a thrill it was. I mean, it was like a roller coaster, really, of activity and emotions and musical experiences that it's really hard to put into one sentence what it all meant to me. But I couldn't think of a better way to start my tenure than to be thrown right into the festival as I started. It was such a great way to just see how everything works from the ground up. But most importantly, to see how the artists that come here, how they value the experience, and what makes the Gilmore so special and so unique among all the festivals out there. I feel very blessed to be here.
So putting on the festival every 2 years is an intense experience with so much planning involved. It seems to me like it would be easier to turn off the lights and go dark for the off years so that you can recuperate and plan the next festival.
Yeah, you would think we should all just, you know, fall down and take a moment to take a break. However, we can't get enough of the music. You know, it's sort of an addictive thing where nothing beats, I think we talked about this before, that thrill of the live performance. To me, 2 years is too long. And so years ago, they came up with this wonderful idea of a Rising Stars series and Piano Mass series in between festivals to sort of keep the excitement going and have little tastes of that magic before we head into the next festival. I think it's a great way to keep the community engaged and to have that little shot of inspiration as we keep working, saying this is what we're working for, you know, 18 days of this next time. This is around 2020. Yes.
Well, let's start with the Piano Master series. Mm-hmm. In this series, you're really bringing the very best of the best working today to Kalamazoo. Let's hear the two Piano Masters for this season.
Sure. We are so excited about this. Gabriela Montero, she kicks off the Piano Master series on November 15th. Venezuelan pianist. I heard her the first time live in Cleveland. She played at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And, you know, she played wonderful. She and same here. She's going to play Mozart and Beethoven, and her Beethoven is fresh and exciting and a young approach, especially in the middle sonatas that, you know, she has a deep affinity for him in that period. But then what really floored me is after intermission, she came on stage and she started talking to the audience and she said, well, I'm going to take you on a new musical journey. And she asked for audience members to sing tunes to her, anything that they could come up with. Anything from the theme to Harry Potter or, you know, Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto's opening theme. And she would improvise on that in the style of Bach or Mozart or Beethoven or Rachmaninoff.
Another one, please. Come on.
And I just remember being gobsmacked because this is not just sort of a hat trick. You know, this is truly composing on the spot, as real improvisation should be. And it almost like she brought to life the time of Mozart and Beethoven, where this is what performing musicians did. it transported everybody. And I encourage everybody, there's YouTube clips of her doing this online. And she has a CD out of all improvisations that she's done, because she also asked the audience then to describe a scene to her, maybe, you know, say two star-struck lovers by a lake or something. And she would conjure up a scene at the piano with this. And it is, if you've never experienced something like this live, this is truly music made come to life in front of your eyes, and it's sort of magical to experience.
Her name is Gabriela Montero.
Yes.
And she's performing November 15th at Chenery.
At Chenery Auditorium, yes.
Is she one of a kind, or should more pianists be doing things like this?
More pianists should be doing this, but yes, she is sort of one of a kind. I can, and I can't think of many pianists doing what she is doing. Although I think I wish every conservatory would teach this to young classical pianists, particularly. You know, it's in the world of jazz, this is what they do all the time, and the great jazz masters are truly genius composers up on stage. They do this on the spot, you know, right there. The inspiration comes to them, but to do it so thoughtfully and carefully as she does, you know, she can improvise a fugue on the spot. Now, anybody who has some musical training know that a fugue is one of the hardest things to compose for piano, but she can do this with these many different voices right on the spot, which, you know, this is the kind of stuff that the young Mozart was able to do and the young Beethoven. So it's she is one of a kind.
Well, let's hear about the second piano master.
So the second piano master is Mari Paraya. He is truly, truly a legend of the piano world, in general, of the classical music world. And he was supposed to come at the festival this year. Unfortunately, he fell ill, but he has fully recovered. And so we were able to have him just postpone his appearance to come as part of the Piano Master Suicidal series. And so I'm so excited about that. As he is one of my childhood heroes, you know, he is one of those pianists that just captures the imagination. He is largely self-taught, you know, at age 16. He decided to go it alone on his own. And I didn't take formal instruction after that. And has made this incredible life and career, played with every orchestra imaginable, played every concert hall, major concert hall imaginable. And so he's certainly become sort of, in that respect, a legend, because he had this innate, huge musical voice that he just knew at that point that he wanted to follow that.
He is always been a pianist I admired, but I find him hard to pin down, because he does seem to just have this enormous universe of talent.
Right. Yes. It is true. And he's so adept at, you know, you hear a disc of Bach of him. He has a Grammy nominated, or I think Grammy winning, disc of the Bach suites. And you think, well, you know, he probably can't play Rachmaninoff, you know. And then he comes out with a Rachmaninoff disc and it just blows you away. And you think, well, wow, he probably can't play Beethoven. Then he comes out with a Grammy-nominated Beethoven disc. So he clearly can do it all.
That is exactly what I was trying to say. There's nothing he doesn't do with this wonderful voice.
Right. You know, he's one of those, in your lifetime, if you wanted to say, I heard Horowitz, or I heard Rubinstein, I heard Clyburn, I heard Pariah. He's one of those that you really want to make every effort to come and see and hear. And that would be May 5th, Sunday, May 5th, 2019.
It's time now to look at the Rising Stars series, which is a series of six concerts introducing young talent to our audiences.
This is such an important series among all of the piano series out there in the world today, because there aren't many that provide a platform for up-and-coming musicians. You know, institutions such as the Gilmore, Chicago Piano Series, Carnegie Hall, all of these world-class institutions, it's really hard for these up-and-coming musicians to make a mark or a dent. And so I find this a very exciting portion of what we do, because not only does it provide these young pianists with an opportunity, but also it provides the world with an opportunity to see the next generation of exciting young pianists. So it works both ways. And you can go back and say, oh, I heard Yuja Wang when she was only, 18 years old playing on the Rising Star series. And that's really quite something.
It starts in September.
September 16th with Italian pianist Luca Burrato. He is the winner of the Honens competition in Calgary, Canada. Honens is one of the top competitions in the world. It carries a $100,000 prize and artist management with it. I remembered following the competition online. I saw the webcast and kind of spotted him from the get-go. He played Schumann, and I think he also brought out a disc with Schumann pieces. And he reminded me actually of Radu Lupu, as he doesn't use a regular piano bench. He sits on a chair and sits sort of backwards when he plays, a very comfortable position to play in, but that Italian fiery sensibility. So he's really quite exciting to watch.
That's September 16th. All of these concerts held in the Wellspring Theater.
Yes.
The website for the Gilmore is easy as well, thegilmore.org.
Right.
I'm sure you've heard this already, Pierre, but one of the things about the Rising Stars series this year is how unpronounceable some of the artists' names are. I'm going to leave it to you to tell us who the November Rising Star will be.
Sure. In November, we have Zoltán Fejérvári. He's from Hungary. And I heard Zoltán the first time in Montreal. I was invited to attend the Montreal International Music Competition, the final gala, and he played there. He played Bartok Piano Concerto No. 3, and it was scintillating. And of course, he's Hungarian, playing a Hungarian composer, which just made it so poignant. But he brought a sound out of the piano, the likes of which I really have not heard before, huge sound, but at the same time, lots of delicacies in his playing. He's a very exciting young pianist that I'm really excited to have, and he'll be playing on November 4th.
Hungary, it's a kind of a romantic area of classical music, for sure. Franz Liszt,
right?
And the legacy of pianism is impressive.
Yes, Budapest has the Liszt Academy. And I've seen with my work, even in Cleveland at the competition there, the piano school, the pianists coming out of that academy are incredibly well trained, not just as pianists, like technical pianists, but their oral training, their musicianship, their sight reading skills, their just overall how they interact with music, how they read about music and talk about it. It's a very special place.
It has a certain soul.
Yes, exactly.
Then we reached the new year with a concert on January 13th.
Right.
And this young pianist is from Russia.
Yes, Nikita Mendoyants. Nikita, I came to know at my work in Cleveland. He was the 2016 winner of the Cleveland International Piano Competition, which is the organization I headed up before coming here. I love Nikita's playing. From the moment he set foot on stage in Cleveland, it was that old school Russian style of playing, you know, very sort of, if you think back of Horowitz, very quiet and still at the piano, yet the sound that's coming out of there blows you away. He has sort of this quiet intensity about him. He seems very shy when you talk to him. But then when he sits down and plays, it's like fireworks go off. So he was the clear front runner from the get-go when he arrived in Cleveland. And his father, Alexander Mendoyants, actually took third at the Clyburn competition years ago. And Nikita also was a finalist, a medalist, actually, at the Clyburn competition, and stayed with the same host parents where his father stayed in Texas. So he has this wonderful connection to the States. I took him to Carnegie Hall, presented him there as well. And so he's just one that I'm very passionate about. He has this old soul in him.
I know that the current Gilmore artist, Igor Levits, mm-hmm. was born in Russia, but now lives in Berlin. Is that also true for Nikita, or is he still Russian?
Based, yes. Yeah. He still lives in Moscow. He actually also teaches at the Moscow Conservatory, same as his dad did. And Nikita is a composer as well. And actually, I think he'll be playing one of his own works, an intermezzo that he wrote. So in that regard, Nikita has a little bit to share with Gabriella. In that he composes and he can improvise on the spot as well. So to me, that is something very unique, and he teaches orchestration at the Moscow Conservatory.
You know, with so much going for them and so much they've already accomplished, it's odd to call them rising stars.
Right.
And we should say that in classical music and piano, In piano careers especially, one can still be a rising star at the age of 35.
Yes, know? Yeah. Well, and it's sort of a misnomer in a way, as you point out, because these pianists all have star quality written all over them. It's our task to discover that. It's not theirs. They've done all the work. They are there. This is our job.
The fourth rising star to appear at the Wellspring Theater will be Zhang Zhuo.
Yes.
Who is Chinese. Mm-hmm. And you say she has a nickname?
ZZ, yes. She figured that's easier for us all, and I agree.
I have to agree too. So tell me about Ms. Zhuo.
Yes. So she, as you mentioned, Chinese pianist, she'll be playing here on February 10th. She already at an early age in China made big waves, you know, as a young child prodigy. She came to attention and then quickly came to the States to study at the Eastman School with Nelida True, and then went on to Juilliard with Bob McDonald. And she won all kinds of awards there and went on to Peabody to study with the great Leon Fleischer. Had all of these people cheering her on and guiding her. And she is just such a lovely person, so wonderful to watch. She can play anything that is thrown at her, and she does it with grace and joy. And, you know, I think she's a very bubbly character. So she just exudes all of this joy coming off stage. And people with young children have asked me, of all the rising stars, which one do you think I should take my kids to? I said, ZZ. She just you know, she loves children and she loves interacting with them and makes the connection.
Will she be focusing on any particular composer, or will it be filled with different selections?
It's different selections, although I do think what will be really exciting on her program is, well, two things. Robert Schumann's Papillon, The Butterflies, which, again, for young children, that's such a delightful piece. For some reason, that really tickles their fancy. And then Ravel, she'll play two pieces, the Le Tombeau de Couperin, so Couperin's tomb, and La Valse, the waltz, which is this... most people know the orchestrated version of it. To hear it played on one piano, you just go, how is that possible? How can one single human do that? So it's spectacular to watch.
That will be on February 10th in the Wellspring Theater. Right. Zizi performing on the Rising Star series presented by the Gilmore, which is online at thegilmore.org. You can find all the details on all these concerts plus tickets at thegilmore.org. We continue on March 7th, hey, St. Patrick's Day, with Daniel Hsu.
Right.
Now, he's returning. He's been here at least twice now, and most recently as a Gilmore Young Artist.
Yes, he's the 2016 Gilmore Young Artist, Daniel Hsu. He also has a brother, Andrew Hsu, I believe.
Yeah.
Who's also a pianist. And we've been trying to get the two shoes here, but we only got the one shoe. No, all kidding aside, he is, of course, as a Gilmore Young Artist, really wonderful. He also won the bronze medal at the 2017 Clyburn competition.
Holy cow.
So, yes, he is he is quite literally on fire with everything that he's doing. What blows me away is that he also... programmed a award-winning app. So he's a computer programmer as well. As if, you know, playing the piano, practicing the piano all day isn't enough.
Right. And he attends the Curtis Institute, if I recall.
He attends Curtis. So he's a genius just on many levels. And he will play a wonderful program. One of the pieces on the program is... Alexander Scriabin's Fantasy in B minor. And Alexander Scriabin was a fascinating character in music history. He was, you know, slightly insane and wrote slightly insane pieces, but very much in the romantic spirit. And it takes a very specific imagination to bring that to life. And Daniel has that. He can do that.
Well, everything must come to an end.
Right.
And the Rising Stars series finishes up on April 28th, 2019, in the Wellspring Theater with another American young pianist, Kate Liu.
Kate is wonderful. She made a huge splash by at the last Chopin competition, or no, the Chopin competition in 2015, the one in Warsaw. She took the third prize, which... is absolutely amazing. It is one of the toughest competitions on the planet to participate in. It's all Chopin through all the rounds. And it has a star-studded jury like Martha Argerich and Yun De Lee and all of these names. And the pressure must have been incredibly intense. I followed the competition online on through their webcast, and I remembered even her preliminary round where she played a set of etudes, and she seems very quiet and small, and then she sits down, and it's as if somebody, you know, has a jack-in-the-box that just went off in front of the piano. She's very animated, very communicative, just very exciting, someone to watch, and I'm so glad that we're going to have her.
And that telegraphed itself to you through a web stream.
Right. It's and it was very strange conditions as well, because there was no live audience in that preliminary round. It was just her and a jury. And so to be able to sit down and enjoy yourself so much with that sort of artificial setting, to me, spoke volumes.
Now, we can't dictate these things. It would be nice to hear her play some Chopin
right
on her program.
I know. But she'll be playing one of
them. She's moved on a bit. She's not stuck in Warsaw.
Right. So it's Mozart and Schubert, which two of my favorite composers. But then she ends with Prokofiev's 8th Piano Sonata, which is, to my mind, probably the most difficult of all of Prokofiev's piano sonatas, and one of the most beautiful ones as well. So I really look forward to hearing that.
That's Kate Liu on April 28th in the Wellspring Theater as part of the Rising Stars series. Well, Pierre, I think we have covered all of these concerts so far. Are there anything else to mention before we say goodbye?
No, except just please come on out. Tickets are on sale as we speak. Okay. I hope to see you there.
Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you.
Here's Kate Liu live at the Chopin competition in 2015, playing Chopin's Grande Polonaise. The new season of Rising Stars starts on Sunday, September 16th, with Italian pianist Luca Borato. Details online at thegilmore.org. I'm Kara Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in to Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.